I'm Kirkland Dawn, and you're listening to The Best of Late Night, where we pick a theme and put together our top picks for best laughs. Today's theme, comics on Trump versus the NFL. Trevor Noah asks a pressing question. When is it an appropriate time for black people to protest? Stephen Colbert gives details about the American tradition of singing the national anthem at ball games. Noah, Colbert, and Myers in today's Best of Late Night.
Everyone is talking about Donald Trump and the NFL. Are you ready for some racial tension? Now, for the last year, some NFL players have been kneeling during the national anthem to protest institutional racism. It started with then 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick. It was a controversial protest. After all, the singing of the national anthem is a sacred time when red-blooded Americans stand up and run to the bathroom because that's when the line is the shortest. Okay? Maybe get some pretzel knots or something. Well.
When is the right time for black people to protest? Everyone has a different answer. For me, it's right before lunch because that's when I'm hangry, right? And after lunch, I get the itis. I'm not effective.
On Friday, Trump addressed the football controversy.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, out, he's fired. He's fired!
That was unnecessary. That was unnecessary roughness. There should be a flag on that play, and I'm gonna say a Confederate flag.
President Trump yesterday called for a boycott of the NFL if players refuse to stand for the national anthem. Dude, you're going after the NFL? That's the most conservative league in sports. The owners, their owners donated millions to your campaign. That'd be like trying to fire your attorney general, even though he's the most conservative guy in the world, who was your first supporter in the Senate. Oh, my God, you did that, too. Donald, why?
Here's another example over the weekend. Stevie Wonder took a knee on his own time, in his own show. And even then, a former Republican congressman tweeted, Stevie Wonder takes a knee for the anthem during a concert. Another ungrateful black multimillionaire. Ungrateful to whom? I'm fascinated by that concept. People always say, ungrateful to whom? This idea that black people should be grateful is some sneaky-ass racism. Yeah, because when a white billionaire spends a year screaming that America is a disaster, he's in touch with the country. But when a black man kneels quietly, he should be grateful for the successes America has allowed him to have? How is that ungrateful? I don't understand. You know what would be ungrateful? What would be ungrateful is if Stevie Wonder got his sight back and then started complaining about colors. That would be ungrateful.
Trump continued, it is about respect for our country, flag, and national anthem. NFL must respect this. Yes, there are rules when it comes to the flag. There are actually written rules. For instance, one is don't use it on merchandise, like this Trump-Pence t-shirt, only $35. Also, don't hug the flag. That's just weird. Just weird.
Hey.
And it didn't look consensual, frankly. Gotta ask the flag.
But you see, you still haven't told us the right way for black people to protest. I mean, we know it's wrong to do it in the streets. It's wrong to do it in the tweets. You cannot do it on the field. You cannot do it if you've kneeled. And don't do it if you're rich, because there's one thing that's a fact. You cannot protest if you're black. We'll be right back.
To watch Best of Late Night online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, tell us, which jokes were your favorite from today's show?